This is Abe Kiyos recording for Megillah, Daf Dalet, Amid Beis. We just finished the previous Amid, which said the statement that the reason that they made the reading of the Megillah early is Kedishis B'kumai M'mazon L'krachin, that they should have enough supplies to be able to supply the big cities, and specifically that they should not stop the supply chain, or they should have plenty of time and supplies in advance of Purim so that they would be able to enjoy their Purim. So that's why they pushed it up to the preceding Monday or Thursday and weren't matriach them to come in on a different day. L'meimra, so says the Gemara, the very top of Dalet Beis. Does that mean to say the takanta de krachin hab, where the whole takana was specifically for the big cities and the people who are celebrating Shushan Purim? Now Rashi over here explains, what is the kasha? Kedei hispiku mashma kedei shiyupnuyin liyom ha-simcha. So that they should be free on the day for Simcha, meaning it's all about the Krachim and helping them. V'hatnan, don't we learn in the Mishnah, in our opening Mishnah of the Masechta, Chalios b'sheni kfarim v'yaros gedolos karim bo b'yom. Right? So if it's on a Monday, so I don't get it. Why would they read bo b'yom? Viv Isa, if the whole goal was that they should have their supplies in advance, liktimu liyom haknisa, let them go to the previous Thursday. So the Gemara says that's not the reason. Right, he's saying rather it's havaluhu havaluhu asara, because if they would go to the preceding Thursday, that would be the 10th day of the month. Vasara lo tiknu rabbanan. We already said that the earliest you could possibly read is on the 11th day, not on the 10th day. Fine. Tashma, another possible raya that this is not the reason. Chalios v'chamishi kfar v'yaros kedolos karim bo b'yom. So okay, but here we have a case where it does work. That if it comes out on a Thursday, so then also the regular places read it on a Thursday, then Isa, if the whole goal is to keep the supplies, you know, getting there early for the big cities, let them read the preceding Monday, that is actually the 11th day of Adar, and it would work on that day. So he says, no, Yom HaKnisa, Yom HaKnisa, lo dachinan. We don't make it so early. If it's regular Yom HaKnisa, and they were coming in early, they were coming in that day anyway, we let them come in that day. Okay, Tashma, another possible proof. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Emasai, when is this? B'makom, Shenichnasim, B'sheni, V'chamishi. This obviously only applies when it's normal for the farmers to come into the towns and the cities on Mondays and Thursdays. B'makom, Shenichnasim, B'sheni, V'chamishi, in Koronosa, El Bizmana. So if there's no supply day, if there's no day of Monday or Thursday when the farmers come into town on those days, so you read it regular Purim. You don't make it any earlier. And if you're going to say that the whole takana was so that the big cities would get their supplies early, what, we're going to make them lose out? They're not going to get their supplies early if just because the minig is not to do it on a Monday or a Thursday, not to come into town on a Monday or a Thursday, they should have to supply it anyway. They should have to come in early that particular week so that the big cities can have their supplies before they have to celebrate Purim and read the Megillah. So the Gemara says, okay, lo tema kadesha yispiku mayim umazan, ela ema bipnei shemasapkin mayim umazan lachem b'shem krach. Not so that they will do it, but because this is what they do. Meaning, Rashi explains, Ela Ema Mibnei Shem Misapkin, Schar Hulahem Bishvil Shehin Misapkin. In other words, we reward them because they are the suppliers. Hilkach, Hecha De'enich Nasin, Lo Kula Hula Gabayu Ve'en Kan Schar. Meaning, we're rewarding them for what they always do, not so that they will do it now. In other words, we don't want to stop the supply chain. We reward them because of what they do, and they supply them all the time, so we let them not inconvenience themselves too much by having to come in early. Now we're going back to the Mishnah, which said the different days where you could read the Megillah early. So we said, Ketzav Chalios, B'Sheni B'Shabbos, Kvarim V'Yeros, Gidos, Kvarim Bo B'Yom, B'Chule, Maishna Reisha D'Nakat Sidura D'Yarcha, Maishna Sefer D'Nakat Sidura D'Yome. So why in the first part of the Mishnah we said you could read it these days of the month, the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, and why then we switch to which day of the week? So he says, Sigmar answers, what are you talking about? Ta'aydi de mishafche le nakat sidur ediyome. Since they were switching it around, so we specifically did it by day of the week. Meaning once we said that we're going to be reading it early or later, if we're going to do it on a Tuesday, move it back to Monday. If we're going to do it on a Wednesday, move it back to Monday, etc. We did so by days of the week, which was much better, which was much more convenient and better way to phrase it. Fine. Continuing on now in the Gemara, Simchalios be'erev Shabbos. It comes out on Erev Shabbos. So Masnis and Mai. Who is the author of our Mishnah? E Rebbe Yossi. Right? It could be Rebbe, could be Rebbe Yossi. So which one? Is it my Rebbe? Which is the statement of Rebbe that leads us to believe that it is Rebbe de Tanya? Chalios be'erev Shabbos, kvarim bayeros gedolos, makdimim liyom haknisa. If it's Purim's going to come out on Friday, so they go one day back, and the regular places read the Megillah on the Thursday, the preceding Thursday, which would be the 13th of the month. U'mukafen choma kvarim bo bayom. And the walled cities read on Friday, on the 14th, even though it's a day earlier than they usually would. Rebbe Omer, right? Rebbe then comes along and says, Omer ani, I say. Now this is something that only Rebbe says in the Brisos, and it's the Rishonim say it's a lashon of anava of like lefi ani es daiti. This is only my opinion. It doesn't mean that this is what you should do. It says Omer ani, this is my opinion. Lo yidchu ayeros mimakoman. You should not push the smaller cities from their normal slot. Ella eluve lekoron bo bayom. So everybody should read on Friday. So my time at Tanakama, what's the reason Tanakama says you should push him back to Thursday? Dixiv, Kol Shana V'Shana. You should do everything the same every year. Ma Kol Shana V'Shana Ayaros Kodmos Lumukafin. Just like every other year, the smaller cities read it one day before the walled cities read it. Afkan Ayaros Kodmos Lumukafin. So too here, the smaller city should read it a day earlier, so we push them up to the 13th and have them read it one day earlier in front of the walled cities. Ve'ema, b'chol shana v'shana, why don't you darshan a little differently? The Megillah says you do this every single year, and how should we darshan it? Ma, chol shana v'shana, ein nidchen ayaros b'mkoman, afkan, lo yidchu ayaros b'mkoman. Just like every other year, we don't push them up. So too there, we don't push them up. So you know, shiny hacha. So we say it's different over here at the low Efshar. We don't really have a choice. There's no other way to keep it because every other year the walled cities will read it on the 15th. And here we don't really have a choice. They have to push them up. So it's not really, so we darshan it the way we do and not this suggestion that you should leave them where they are. So, okay. So that's the Tanakama that you push them up to Thursday. The Rebbe, my time, what's Rebbe's reason? B'chol Shana V'Shana, Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, Ein Ayaros Nidchin Mimkoman, Afkan Lo Yidchu Ayaros Mimkoman. He wants to darshan dafka that way, that these cities should remain where they are, just like every other. Why doesn't he darshan like the Tanakama that they should read it one day before the walled city? Shiny hacha, the low Efshar. So he says, no, it's different because you don't really have that opportunity, because we want to keep it the same way every year. Okay, so that is the shita of Rebbe. My Rebbe Yossi. What is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that we mentioned that maybe this is what our Mishnah is referring to? The Tanya that our Mishnah says, right? Sorry, we say the following Brisa, Chalios be'erev Shabbos mukafin ukvar makdim liyom maknisa. The Brisa says that even the walled cities and the smaller places would read early on the preceding Thursday by Yaros Gedolos Korim Bo Bayom. And the regular cities, they would read it on Friday. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Mukafin Kol Melayos. No, there's no such mitzias where you could ever have a case where the walled cities would read it before the regular sized cities. Meaning you can't have Shushan Purim before regular Purim. Ela Eilav Eilav Karim Bo Bayom. He says everybody reads it on Friday. So he basically agrees with Rebbe, but for a totally different reason. Because he's arguing on the Tanakama who says the walled cities would bump it to Thursday, meaning really their Shushan Purim will be on Shabbos. They're not going to read it on Shabbos. So he says, don't read it on, so the Tanakhama says, don't read it on Friday, read it on Thursday. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, everybody should read it on Friday, just like Rebbe did, but he was arguing on a different opinion. So my time, what is the reason of the Tanakhama? Dechsiv, Chol Shana V'Shana, Ma Chol Shana V'Shana, Yoros Ba'ar Ba'asar. Right, these regular sized cities read on the 14th. There's Zman HaShelzeh, Lo Zman HaShelzeh, and they always have a different day on which they read than the walled cities, which read it on the 15th. Avkana, Yoros Ba'ar Ba'asar, V'Zman HaShelzeh, Lo Zman HaShelzeh. So too, we keep it the same way. We have to have the regular cities. They don't move it up to the Yom HaKnisa, so they should remain on Friday, and they should not read it on the same day as the walled cities. So you got to bump the walled cities to Thursday, and move them up to Thursday. The Ema of Chol Shana V'Shana, Ma Chol Shana V'Shana, Ein Mukafin Kol Min LaYaros, Afkan Ein Mukafin Kol Min LaYaros. Why don't you just say that just like every other year, there is a rule that the walled cities can't read before the regular cities. So too here, we should leave it that way. Now, shiny hacha, the low Efshar. What choice do we have? We have to maintain the Kol Shana V'Shana of the Ayaros, and we can't have them, therefore we have no choice, but we have to make the, early, the walled cities read it early. So, okay, that is the reason of that Tanakama, that very strange seeming Shita, that the walled cities would actually, instead of reading on the 15th, they would bump to the 13th. Okay, my time to Rabbi Yossi. So obviously we know now, based on the Gemara's question of why don't you darshan it this way, that's the way that Rabbi Yossi is going to darshan. My time with Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Because same part. The Chol Shana Mishana, we darshan the Chol Shana Mishana, not Chol Shana Mishana, ain Mukafin Kol Min Layaros, Afkani Mukafin Kol Min Layaros. It's a rule that every year has to be that the walled cities can't be earlier than the regular cities. So too here. The aim of Chol Shana Mishana, not Chol Shana Mishana, is Manashel Zeh, Loz Manashel Zeh, Afkan Manashel Zeh, Loz Manashel Zeh. Why don't you just say that they can't be reading it on, just like every other year, you can't read it on the same day. So too, this year, you can't read it on the same day. No, Shani Hafadalaev, sure. Right? He says that you can't do anything about it, so we have to darshan it our way because they have to end up reading on the same day. And you can't have the walled cities going early. Okay. So now we say that our Mishnah basically could be Rebbe, could be Rebbe Yossi. Fine. The Savar Rebbe, now I have a kashan sheet that's Rebbe. Does Rebbe really hold Ayaros lo dachin on the Yom HaKnisa, that the Ayaros, the regular sized cities, don't get bumped earlier to the preceding Monday or Thursday? V'hatanya, don't we see the following? Braisa chalios b'shabes kar makdimin li Yom HaKnisa v'ayaros gedolos korin be'erev Shabbos u'mukavos chomos l'machor. So if Purim comes out on Shabbos, what happens? So the smaller towns, they read it on the preceding Thursday. And the regular sized cities that are not walled, they read it on Friday. And the walled cities read it on Sunday. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani. So again, we see that Lashon Omer Ani by Rebbe. Hoel v'nidchu ayaros b'mkoman yidchu liyom HaKnisa. No, once you're going to move when the regular cities are reading, and they're not going to be reading it on the 14th anyway, let them read it on the Yom HaKnisa on Thursday, because that's the official bump day. That's where they should go to. So you see from here that Rebbe has nothing wrong. He's not against regular sized cities not reading it on the 14th. So clearly they can be bumped to the Yom HaKnisa. So why do you say before the Rebbe holds they can't be bumped to the Yom HaKnisa? Hachi Hashda, that's a bad comparison. Hasam Zmanam Shabbos. No, because in the case we just quoted in the Brisa, Rebbe is saying that you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. The Zman of the 14th is Shabbos. Behold, the Nidchu Yidchu. Once you have to push it aside, so push it to the correct time, which is the Yom HaKnisa. Bahacha Zmanam Erev Shabbos. But the Brisa we quoted in the beginning of this Gemara was that when Purim comes out on Friday. So therefore there's nothing wrong with reading it on Friday. So why on earth would you move the day for a regular sized city? You shouldn't move it to Thursday in that case. And that's Rebbe Shita. You don't move the regular sized cities from the regular day of Purim unless it's absolutely necessary, i.e. it comes out on Shabbos. Okay, now the Gemara continues within the Shitos. Keman Azla Hada Amar Rabbi Chobo Amar Rav Huna. So who is the following Shita in Amoraim going like? That Rav Chobo said in the name of Rav Huna. Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos HaKol Nidchi Yom HaKnisa. That if Purim comes out on Shabbos, everybody reads on the preceding Thursday, which is the Shabbos is the 14th, so the preceding Thursday is the 12th. Everybody reads, both walled cities, not walled cities, small towns, regular cities, they all read it on the preceding Thursday. HaKol Nidchin Sokadaita. So first we say, wait a second, you hold that means that everybody gets pushed aside? V'hayika Mukafin the Avdil HaMachar. It can't be talking about the Shushan Purim walled cities because they can read normally on Sunday. Ella kol hanidche yidche liyom haknisa. No, what it means is anyone who's getting pushed off, so they should get pushed off to Thursday. Kiman ki Rebbe. That's exactly like Rebbe, right? The kuleyam. Okay, fine. So that's basically we matched up exactly with Rebbe. Now the Gemara continues. The kuleyam miyom megillah b'shabbos lo karina. Everybody agrees you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So we didn't actually say the reason yet. My time, what is the reason? Amar Rabbah, famous comment of Rabbah when it comes to Megillah and when it comes to Kiyat Shofar and when it comes to Lulav. Hakol Chayavin B'Kriyas HaMegillah V'Inakol B'Kiyam B'Mikra Megillah. Everyone has to read the Megillah. Not everyone knows how. Not everyone is an expert as to how to read the Megillah. Gzer Hashem Yitlana B'Yadda V'Yelech Eitzal Bakhi Lilmod V'Yavi Reda Avraham Rishis Arabim. So we make a Gzer because maybe the guy is going to have questions as to how to properly read the Megillah. He's going to take his Megillah with him to go talk to somebody who's an expert in reading the Megillah, and he's going to end up carrying 4 Amos and Rishis Arabim. And Lav Dafka 4 Amos Rishis Arabim. Obviously, maybe it's from Rishis Yachid to Rishis Arabim. Either way, we're afraid that he's going to violate the Isser of Hotza on Shabbos. Find a time of the shofar, find a time of the lulav. As we just said, this is the same exact reason. The shofar, it's the same exact reason as lulav. Rav Yosef, over Rav Yosef says, it's a different reason. Mipnei she'aneim shel aniyin nesuos b'mikra megillah. He says a different reason. He says, because you know who loves Purim? Poor people. And the poor people wait for matanas lev yonim for the day of mikra megillah. And if you're going to make it on Shabbos when we can't give tzedakah, that will be a major letdown for those people. Tanya Namiyaku, we have a brisa which supports this. Afa pisham rukfar makdim liyom maknisa govin bo bayom mechalkin bo bayom. So even though we say that these smaller towns that have the farmers coming in to supply them, they read early on the Yom HaKnisa, even the preceding Monday, the preceding Thursday, govin bo bayom. But we collect, meaning we collect matanas levyonim on that day, meaning the day that we are reading the Megillah. Meaning we want to make sure that everybody gives their matanas levyonim, they give to the Gabbayim on that particular day. Umechalkin bo bayom, we give it out on that particular day. Meaning we give it out on the exact day that they read the Megillah, i.e. the Yom HaKnisa. So to make sure, because we have this idea that the poor people are excited about the day they're going to read the Megillah, that they're going to actually have money on that particular day, and they will be able to support themselves. So Gemara says, wait a second, Afal Pishamro, even though they said that you read the Megillah early, Adarabah, no, you should have said, just ask, Mishum Shamru, right? Who? So it should have said, Mishum Shamru, you should have said, because they said you read early, that's why they collect on that day. Right, so that's the Gemara is just bothered by that particular bright, the lashon of that particular bright. Ella hoil va'amr, rather you should say, since they said shekvar makdim liyom haknisa govin bo bayom umechalkin bo bayom ifnei she'aneim shel aniyim nesuos b'mikra megillah, because the people are very excited, the poor people are very excited about the day that they're going to read the Megillah. That's the day they're going to get their matanas levyonim. Even though we're smack in the middle of the sentence, we're going to stop here at the bottom of the Amud.